Apocalyptic timeline. Day 1. The Antichrist reign begins after he destroys the harlot and when he rules from the third temple. The Antichrist reign lasts for only 3.5 years, or 42 months, or a time in times in half a time, or 1260 days. Quote, "And there was given to him, the Antichrist, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power is given him to do 2 and 40 months, Apocalypse 13:4-5. Quote, "And he shall speak words against the High One, and shall crush the saints of the Most High, and he shall think himself able to change times and laws, and they shall be delivered into his hand until a time, and times, and half a time." Daniel 7:25. In this verse, a time equals 1 year. Quote, "The holy city, Rome, they, the slaves of Antichrist, shall tread underfoot 2 and 40 months, and I will give on to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Apocalypse 11, verses 2 to 3, a month equals 30 days. Day 1257, the Antichrist murders the witnesses. Quote, "And when they, the witnesses, shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the abyss shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them." Apocalypse 11, verse 7. Day 1260, the Antichrist's reign ends 3.5 days after the witnesses are murdered and when they are resurrected. Quote, "And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, the two witnesses, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them that saw them." Apocalypse 11, verse 11. This and the events that immediately follow caused Jews to convert, put an end to Antichrist's reign, and cause him to flee and hide. Quote, "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to the two witnesses, Come up hither. And they went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. And at that hour there was made a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And there were slain in the earthquake names of men 7,000, and the rest were cast into a fear, and gave glory to the God of heaven." Apocalypse chapter 11, verses 12 through 13. Day 1290. The Antichrist is destroyed 30 days after the end of his reign. Daniel gives the time in which the Antichrist is destroyed as 1290 days from the beginning of his reign. Quote, "And from the time when the abomination unto desolation shall be set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Daniel 12, verse 11. Quote, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. These two were cast alive into the pool of fire, burning with brimstone." Apocalypse 19, verse 20. After Antichrist is destroyed, total darkness comes upon the earth. Quote, "And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light." Matthew 24, verse 29. The days of darkness will be the last chance for people to convert. Quote, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and dreadful day of the Lord doth come. And it shall come to pass that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Joel chapter 2, verses 31 through 32. Also during the days of darkness, the elect will be marked. Quote, "And I saw another angel having the sign of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads." Apocalypse chapter 7, verses 2 through 3. Day 1293. Last day of darkness, if it lasts 3 days. Once the darkness is lifted, there is no more time to convert, since the elect have been marked. Day 1294. Christ and his army appear in the heavens and lift the darkness. At the face of Christ, the sun and moon are destroyed, the stars fall, mountains crumble, the earth burns, the elect and the wicked are gathered in Kidron Valley, and the wicked are killed by the elect. The killing lasts for 27 days. Quote, "The day the Lord shall come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away with great violence, and the elements shall be melted with heat, and the earth and the works which are in it shall be burnt up. 2 Peter 3:10. Quote, "For as lightning cometh out of the east and appeareth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be moved. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty." Matthew chapter 24, verse 27, 29, and 30. Quote, "Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also that pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth shall bewail themselves because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. Quote, "And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." Mark 13:27. Quote, "His glory covered the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. His brightness shall be as the light. Death shall go before his face, and the devil shall go forth before his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and melted the nations, and the ancient mountains were crushed to pieces. The hills of the world were bowed down by the journeys of his eternity." Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. Quote, "And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found." Apocalypse 16:20. Quote, "For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath killed them, and delivered them to slaughter. Their slain shall be cast forth, and out of their carcasses shall rise a stink. The mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of the heavens shall pine away, and the heavens shall be folded together as a book. And all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth from the vine and from the fig tree." Isaiah chapter 34, verses 2 through 4. Quote, "Even as cockle therefore is gathered up and burnt with fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all scandals, and them that work iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 through 42. Quote, "And the angel thrust in his sharp sickle into the earth, and gathered the vineyard of the earth, and cast it into the great press of the wrath of God. And the press was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the press, up to the horses' bridles, for 1,600 furlongs." Apocalypse chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. Day 1320. The last wicked human is killed, and the last devil is sealed in hell. The elect wait on a purified earth for 15 days for Christ to land on earth. Daniel tells us the wicked are given 2 months to live after the end of Antichrist's reign, when their power was taken away. Quote, "The power of the other beasts was taken away, and that times of life were appointed to them for a time and a time." Daniel 7:12. In this verse, a time equals 1 month. Day 1335. Christ lands upon earth on Mount Olivet. Daniel tells us that Christ lands upon earth 1335 days from the start of Antichrist's reign. Quote, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh unto 1335 days." Daniel 12:12. Quote, "This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. Then they return to Jerusalem from the mount that is called Olivet." Acts chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. Daniel's apocalyptic timeline. Day 1 to day 1260. Daniel tells us that Antichrist's reign lasts for a time and times and half a time, or 1260 days, or 3.5 years. Quote, "But at that time shall Michael rise up, the great prince, who standeth for the children of thy people. And a time shall come such as never was from the time that the nations began, even until that time. And I said to the man that was clothed in linen, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man that was clothed in linen, that it should be unto a time, and times, and half a time. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, 6, and 7. And a time equals 1 year. So a time means 1 year. A times plural means 2 years. A half time is half a year. And that adds up to 3.5 years, or 1,260 days, which is based upon 30 days per month. From 1260 to day 1290. Daniel tells us that the Antichrist is destroyed at day 1290, or 30 days after the end of his reign. Quote, and from the time when the continual sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination unto desolation shall be set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Daniel 12:11. We know that means that's when Antichrist gets killed and not the end of his reign. Because in the same chapter in verse 7, Daniel tells us his reign only lasts for 1,260 days. So these extra 30 days in which Daniel says the abomination of desolation shall be set up, he means set up upon the face of the earth. Because after the end of the Antichrist's reign, he goes into hiding. And 30 days later, he's destroyed and thrown into hell, and he's no longer set up upon the face of the earth. And that's the difference of those 30 days in Daniel 12:11, who tells us that's when the Antichrist is destroyed by the Blessed Virgin Mary and thrown into hell alive. From day 1290 to day 1335, Daniel tells us that Christ lands on earth 1335 days from the beginning of Antichrist's reign. Quote, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh unto 1,335 days, Daniel 12:12. Daniel, in that same verse 12, when he mentioned the 1290, that's when Antichrist is destroyed. The 12:7, that's when his reign ends at 1,260 days. And now he tells us something blessed and wonderful happens on 1,335 days. And that's when all the people left on earth are the blessed. And there's no more wicked people on earth. And that's when Christ lands upon earth on Mount Olivet. All of this is found in chapter 12. Verse 7 tells us that the Antichrist reign lasts for a time of times and half a time, or 1,260 days. Verse 11 tells us that 30 days after that, or 1,290 days from the beginning of his reign, he is thrown into hell alive. And then he tells us in verse 12 that 1,335 days from the beginning of the reign of the Antichrist, Christ lands upon earth. From day 1260 to day 1320. Daniel tells us that the last wicked person is killed 2 months or 60 days or a time and a time after the end of Antichrist's reign. Quote, the power of the other beasts was taken away, and that times of life were appointed them for a time and a time. Daniel 7:12. These other beasts are the kings that were serving the Antichrist. And when Antichrist's reign ended at 1260 days, so did their reigns end also, and their power was taken away. But Daniel tells us the kings that were serving him were allowed to stay alive for a times. And he tells us they were allowed to stay alive, and not just the kings that were serving him, but all the wicked people, that you're still going to have wicked people on earth for some time after that. And he tells us how long. He says a time and a time. And we know a time here means 1 month and not 1 year. Because if a time and a time meant a year, you'd have 2 years that you'd have wicked people still on the face of the earth, and this would conflict with his 1,335 days, when Christ lands upon the earth, and there's no more wicked people on the face of the earth. Everything's cleaned up by then. So this is how we know in Daniel 7:12 that this time means 1 month. So he's now talking about a time in a time, or 2 months, or 60 days. From the end of Antichrist's reign to day 1320, you're still going to have wicked people alive on the face of the earth. But after that time, there's going to be no more wicked people left upon the face of the earth. We read again, the power of the other beast was taken away, and that times of life were appointed them for a time and a time. And that means after that, there's no more time of life for them. Every wicked person is wiped off the face of the earth within 60 days or 2 months after the end of Antichrist's reign, from day 1260 to day 1320. Here we have a complete chart of the apocalyptic timeline. Day 1, which is marked off as A, The reign of the Antichrist and the two witnesses begin. Apocalypse 13:4-5. B. Day 1257. Antichrist murders the two witnesses. Apocalypse 11:7. C. Day 1260. After 3.5 days, the two witnesses resurrect and Antichrist's reign ends. Apocalypse 11:11-12. There are 33 days left to convert. D. Day 1290. Antichrist is destroyed 30 days after his reign ends. Daniel 12:11. The days of total darkness begin, which are the last days for conversions. E. Day 1293. Last day of darkness, if it lasts 3 days. Once the darkness is lifted, there is no more time to convert, since the elect have been marked. F. Day 1294. Christ and his army appear in the heavens. The darkness is lifted. The sun and moon are destroyed. Mountains crumble. The earth burns. Stars fall. The wicked and elect are gathered in Kidron Valley for a 27-day slaughter of the wicked. G. Day 1320. 60 days after the end of Antichrist's reign, the last reprobate is killed and sent to hell along with the last devil. The elect wait 15 days for Christ to land on the purified earth. H. Day 1335. Christ lands upon earth on Mount Olivet 1335 days from the beginning of Antichrist's reign. Daniel 12:11-12. For an in-depth teaching on the apocalyptic timeline and other apocalyptic prophecies, see RJMI Audio Sermons, ARS 158 to ARS 177, many of which are in video format and can be accessed in the RJMI Video Sermons menu. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.